Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Advocate for Justice. We are on the radio WAMF 98.3 FM in New Orleans. We thank you for joining us today. I have a surprise for everybody. I am so excited and delighted. I have father and son, and I am so happy. No, I'm not going to tell you yet. I'm going to wait till I get to my introduction. And my name is Valerie J. I am the host of Advocate for Justice on the one and only best radio station located in New Orleans. That is WAMF 90.3. Let me tell you a little something about Advocate for Justice. We always talk about three things: Jesus, justice, and joy. And we're not ashamed. We stand up and boldly announce it that who we talk about, who we brag about, is Jesus, justice, and joy. Simple as that. And today, we will talk about Juneteenth. And I had two of my friends, two of my brothers in Christ, gonna come and talk to you about themselves, right? Because they are father and son. The mission of Advocate for Justice. Advocate for Justice strives to empower communities, towns, cities, and states to promote fair labor practice, safety, security, and integrity, inclusion, diversity, equity, and accountability, and enrichment for all. That means for all. All right? That's for all. That's for everybody. Not for no certain gender. Not for no certain race. For everybody. We don't care if you're young or old. We don't care if you're in the South or you're in the North. Justice for you. We thank you. We thank you. The Advocate for Justice goal is to ensure that every voice is being heard. It's heard. You are valuable. That is very important. And every person is treated with dignity and what? Respect. So thank you for joining us today. Hopefully this broadcast today will encourage you and will encourage you to encourage someone else. It's like a run over joy basket full with joy and with love, right? Yes, that is right. Our scripture, as always, is Psalm 37:28. The Lord loves justice and does not forsake his faithful ones. So with that said, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for joining us every Wednesday from 12 to 1. If you miss us live, you always can catch us on WAMF.org. You can go to that website and you can listen to us anytime, anywhere, and any place, because we are a worldwide website. And of course, we're accepting all funds. We're not turning down no money. We'll take the coins. We'll take the rancor. We'll take the iron. We'll take the credit cards. We take all money long it can spend. You heard me? That's New Orleans slang, right? So, but nevertheless, I'm going to tell you our theme for today. Y'all, I'm telling you. Can't you tell I'm excited? Our theme for today is man to man, senior to junior. Right? That means I have a father and a son. I have the one and only Reverend Donald Rankin Sr. I messed it up, so I'm going to say it again. I have the one and only Reverend Donald Rankin Sr. and his son, Reverend Donald Rankin Jr. So you know I'm going to act right today because I have what? Salt and pepper, and I have Cajun, right? I call the senior salt and pepper. I call the junior Cajun because I have a senior and a junior. So that's enough talking from me. I want to bring on Reverend Donald Rankin Sr. And you can come in your own way. Come in your own way, Reverend Rankins. That's welcome. Welcome. I welcome you to the Advocate for Justice radio show. This is a pre-recorded radio show, y'all. I'm going to tell you right now. So you cannot call in and talk about me, how loud I'm talking, because I'm filled with joy, because I have my big brothers here and Christ on my leaders that keep me straight. Come on, Reverend Donald Rankin Sr., because you know how I keep talking. Thank you for coming.
Well, good evening, Dale. It is good to be in your presence. I mean, you have so much joy to be around, and you're a great person to be around. And as for me, introducing myself. You know, you don't give ministers too long to talk and just say they close for the first, the second, the third, and even the 19th time. But tonight, just to introduce myself, my name is Donald Rankin Sr. I am a retired school teacher. I'm a retired geological draftsman. But also, I am, this is the father of a great son. I am a grandfather of a great granddaughter. And most of all, I'm the husband of a great, great, great wife. I've been married for 14 years. He's the love of my life. Not 14, 40, 41 years. We're going back now. We're going 40 years. We've been knowing each other 41 years this year. But this year, it's been such a blast just to be. You don't realize so many people today give up on marriages. But we're so committed to being married that even when things you're not sure, the divorces should not be on your table, that option. So many times we celebrate holidays and we try to pick and choose what we're going to put on there. But when it comes down to marriage, one of the first things you should not put on there would be that. And I'm truly enjoyed being on your show tonight and being in your company tonight, especially sharing this opportunity with my son. Because I would never know in all these years of ministry, being in ministry 26 years, he'll be called to the ministry also. So it is my joy tonight, today, to be with you, to be in your midst, knowing that you are such a joyful person and to share this podium with you at this time.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and I didn't know you and Sister Rankins was married for 41 years. Ooh, well, I'm trying to get there, but it's a hard task, but thank you. You and your wife are lovely, lovely people, and I appreciate you sharing it. I didn't know that. Thank you.
So, it's 40 years we've been married. It's 41 years we've been knowing each other. So in February next year, we'll be married 41 years.
Ooh, congratulations. Congratulations. Yes, you all are true role models. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that. Now we have, coming up next, we have the only one I know that go by the name of Reverend Donald Rankins Jr. He the only one I know, y'all. I'm telling you, he the only one I know. So we want Reverend Donald Rankins Jr. to come on and introduce yourself and come in your own way, because this is Advocate for Justice. You can speak. You have a voice. Speak.
How you doing, Sister Bell? How you making out tonight? I'm glad to be on with you. My name is Donald Rankins Jr., as my named after my wonderful father next to me. I do have to clear up something. Hopefully he's not in the doghouse, because 14 years to 41 years, that is quite backwards, but I guess he might. That might be the reason why he's a senior and I'm a junior.
Yes.
Thank you. Definitely thank you for having me. Thank you for having us, rather. Just a little bit about me. I'm born and raised in New Orleans. My parents really loved New Orleans, so they stayed in New Orleans pretty much all their lives. And I've stayed in New Orleans all my life. I had an opportunity to move across the river for a little while on the West Bank, that they call the Best Bank. I am a father, recently divorced, but I am the proud father of a beautiful daughter. Her name is Mariah, and I truly love her. And one of the things that I do outside of being active in ministry is I am a teacher. I teach middle school students. I teach them about the history of our government. I teach them the history of just about our lives. So just being able to pour into my own students, whether it's in the classroom or in youth ministry at our church, is one of the greatest things that I can have to say that I am wonderful to do. And just following in the footsteps of my dad, I'll be honest, I didn't think it would be something I would do, because I was always the person that didn't want to be called. I was happy just sitting in service, just being poured into, and not really just kind of going with the flow. But something happened along the lines in my 20s that I decided, you know what? The Lord has been calling me all this time. It's time for me to answer the call. So it took me a little longer than most, but I'm glad the Lord has given me this opportunity. And I'm definitely glad that I'm here tonight, here this evening with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I've been knowing you a long time. I've been at Wilton, Franklin Avenue. We're not here to promote Franklin Avenue Church, Baptist Church. But I'm not ashamed to tell no one where I belong to church at, where I attend church, where I'm active church. I'm active church at Franklin Avenue, Baptist Church in New Orleans, Louisiana. We are located in the east. So how long? I've been there for like ever since like 95. So I've been there like a minute. How long you been there? Cause you look like you like 25 yourself. I remember when you was young.
I've been there 20 years.
Okay. You've been there like what, 20 years?
Yeah, I've been there since 2005.
Oh, yeah, you've been there. You having a 20 year anniversary this year, huh?
Yeah, I had a 20 year anniversary in January.
Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, man, I wish I would have known. I would have came and celebrated with you. I was thinking about bringing my fan, but that's not that kind of party. This is a good party. But anyway, I want to thank you all we're going to continue this conversation. But when you was talking, it made me think of a song that we was talking about before we got on the air, before we started recording. I thought about this song, and I really, when I was going through my song list, this song made me think about you. I'm talking about of the Junior, Reverend Donald Rankins Jr. Because you walk around, we sing in the choir together and stuff. You're very mindable, so respectful, and it's can see that you, no matter what, you still believe, and that encouraged me. You know, I know I'll be talking a lot, but I'll be paying attention. You know, my mama taught me I see with my eye, not with my mouth. So I talk with my mouth and I look with my eyes, right? So, but nevertheless, you're a good young man. I thank you for being a role model, especially in the education field, because our young people need someone as a good role model to show them the right way to travel down the straight and narrow path. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, here go this song, y'all. I believe.
Come on, let me see you.
to my pain, y'all. Jonathan Nelson, if you think about it, you have to believe. You have to believe for we can move, take the next step, for we can take the next yard, for we can take the next inch, for we can breathe on 1 second, then with that second pass, we have a minute. That minute pass, we have an hour. That hour pass, we have a day. That day pass, we have a week. That week pass, we have a month. That month pass, we have a year. There we go. Life passes by. And we just sit there not saying that you have to breathe. You got to say goodbye to your fears. You got to say goodbye to that negative stuff. You got to say goodbye to them naysayers. You got to keep going no matter what. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So you are listening to Advocate for Justice on the one and only radio station, WAMF 90.3 FM. In New Orleans, Louisiana. Your host, the one and only Valerie J. And my special guest on here today, I have the son and the father. The father and the son. That means I have I have the senior and the junior. The one and only Reverend Donald Rankins Sr., Reverend Donald Rankins Jr. You all, I had to slow my own self down. Because I don't know why, Reverend Rankins, I want to say your name, the dollar. So my husband must going to give me a dollar. Come on, John, give me that dollar if you're going to give it to me. But nevertheless, we are here. We are here to encourage somebody today to let them know that they are valuable and they have to believe. They have to believe. That's why that song was laid on my heart to play for somebody today, to help somebody along the way. So I'm going to go back to our guest today. My guest today is the one and only Reverend Donald Rankins Sr. and Reverend Donald Rankins Jr., who I call Senior and Junior. The title today is what? Man to Man. So both of my men. So I want you all to come back and tell us in your own words when you was growing up, because we got two generations here. We have the father and the son. So we have two generations, so we should be listening to two different things. Like Reverend Rankins Sr., can you tell us a story? Like when you was growing up, how you was growing up in your neighborhood, in your community, where you was going to school. Can you tell us something about that? And at the same time, Reverend Donald Jr., I want you to think about, because I'm going to ask you the same question.
My school days, it is like night and day. It's a big generational thing. Because when I was attending school, we had to attend school in the neighborhood. There was no, I'm going to catch the bus, I'm going here or there, but my school days were when whoever you lived in the neighborhood with, that's where you were walking to school with. That's where you were walking. That's what your best friends back then. And also, when I went to school, I came during a very turmoil period, I would call it. Because when I went to school, you went to school that sometimes you weren't welcome to school. So school has changed a lot. You get to pick your schools. You get to, you know, get lotteries. You get to be scholarships and all that. But there was none of that. Whatever school you lived in, that was the school. And as far as walking to school, you walk to school.
So the school was in your neighborhood. So the school was like in the community, right?
Yes.
Yes, so community schools.
There was no, you going to catch the bus. Mom and dad weren't bringing you to school like they bring you. That was the difference today. Parents bringing the kids to school.
Yeah.
Grandparents bringing the kids. We had to walk to school in the rain, when it was cold. Matter of fact, I always laughed at the kids. I said, we didn't have umbrellas. We had raincoats. We had rain boots. We had mittens, as they called them back then. So it's a big difference.
It's a big difference. Okay, can you tell us the difference of Reverend Donald Rankins Jr.? Can you tell us the difference, like your father was speaking of? So I guess you had a limousine going to school, huh? You had a limousine picking you up?
It definitely would have been nice, but no, I definitely didn't have a limousine. I kind of came in towards the middle. My generation kind of bridged the gap between my dad's generation and the current generation, where many students were still going to school in their neighborhoods when I was going to school, especially in high school. But I was fortunate enough to go to a different school that I was allowed to travel. So I was able to see outside of my neighborhood when I went to high school, rather than kind of just going to school with the same people throughout my entire life. And I think the biggest difference was that we were able to catch public transportation, stand at the bus stops. You were still able to interact with many people in the city, whereas nowadays many students have to get up 5-6 o'clock in the morning and won't get home till 7-8 o'clock at night, trying to catch a school bus that only picks them up personally and takes them to school. But it just seemed like it's longer hours, whereas it only took me maybe an hour to get home. And so just that having an opportunity to be able to travel other parts of the city, but also not having the same effects that they do now, where their entire day may be taken up by just trying to get to school and trying to get home from school. So I think that's one of the biggest differences.
Like transportation, because like they have school, like they might have some children stay in the east and have to go to the school of West Bank, or might stay uptown and go to school in the east, so they spread it out.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
John Curtis from back here.
Yeah. So Reverend Donald Rankins Sr., so while we're talking about school, I want to say, you and your lovely wife, Miss Suzette Rankins, don't y'all have some books about bullying and what, school rules or something like that? Can you tell us, are you the writer? Are you the drawer? Would you the publisher? What's going on?
During the pandemic, we decided that after sitting inside, making things with popsicle sticks, reading books, watching TV, it was about what were the kids doing? How do they feel about a lot of stuff? So after my wife and I, we talked about different things. She's a writer. She loves to write poems. Matter of fact, I still have some poems from when we first met. I love to draw. So we took our talents and we actually published. Matter of fact, I just finished our ninth book just yesterday. And so we have a webpage called Double Serenity. Mm-hmm. If you go on there, it's doubleserenity.com, and you go up in there, and we have 9 books. Three of them deal with the pandemic. The first one started off as just listen, because a lot of times we don't listen to kids. And as someone who worked in the school system for 13 years, you'd be surprised what the kids will tell you. Even dealing with Sunday school, I love to work with teenagers because they're the ones who will tell you the truth. Our books are about interact, especially the bullying part, because today bullying is so much prevalent in the neighborhood, on the job, mm-hmm. you know, in your workplace, where you work at, in schools, and because kids go to school today and parents don't realize they go through things and wonder why they don't talk to them, because all they know is mom sent me to school and I'm supposed to get an education. Well, some of the education comes with being bullied, being picked on. And we teach kids how to deal with bullying and what is the difference between being bullied and with being teased, because a lot of times parents tell their kids not to let anyone do them anything, but we found out that teasing and bullying are two different, totally different things. Mm-hmm. So we go from schools, we try to go to churches, we try to go to talk to people, because a lot of times misunderstanding is some of the biggest problems today in our society. And our books help us. We use those books not just as something you to read with, but actually to start conversation with kids, because parents don't know how to engage with their kids. We always said, you know, I'm gonna raise my kids the way my mom raised us. I'm not gonna raise them. Sometimes bullying, sometimes being teased is something we need to sit down and really clarify. Are you being teased today? Or are you being bullied? And how you should go about dealing with the situation, because a lot of parents allow their kids to say things and do things, but they're not telling them, hey, you know, I did tell you to defend yourself, but you need to know when to defend yourself with words and when to defend yourself with a weapon, because we'll pick up a weapon not realizing that weapon is going to get you in trouble that you don't even understand. Mm. But your words, that's a difference. I have a saying I love to tell kids, to be careful of the words you speak and to make them soft and sweet, because you never know from day to day which one you'll have to eat. Mm. Sometimes words you may speak may not be the words that you can back up. So instead of picking up a weapon, you need to pick up something and say, hey, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. It came out the wrong way. And that's why we have a book also called Sorry, because that's the word nobody wants to use. Nobody today wants to be wrong, because it puts them at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. And so to be at their disadvantage, we'll say, okay, give me a weapon. And they'll get a weapon. And if you see today in the news, they're passing laws saying, well, you can carry a weapon. You don't even have to use it. Well, that weapon can get you in trouble. It can land you in places that you never thought would get there.
That's right.
Because all you had to say was, I'm sorry. But it was bullying. It was all started with being bullied. It all started with being teased. But someone told you, don't say you're sorry anymore. To pick up a weapon, not realizing our weapons are not carnal. The Bible tells us the weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God.
That's right.
And someone said, why should I wait on God? God's moving a little too slow. Well, the time you spend in jail, the time you spend in court, the time you spend, the money you spend will be worth knowing that you could have spent time just reading the book, understanding that you could have been sorry and for the things you said instead of for the life that you may have taken.
That's right. That's right. I'm listening to you. You got my attention. Oh, you got my attention, Reverend Rankins. You got my attention. You is so right. And you thinking when you were speaking, I was thinking Reverend Donald Rankins Jr. is working in the school system right now. So how, as a teacher, as an instructor, how can you, I want to say, tell the audience that will be listening to this broadcast, how can you tell us, including me, how we need to be attentively listening to the children, to the students, for we can be, I want to say, more helpful to them, instead of pointing at them, telling them, no, 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 don't do that. But can you give us some kind of pointers of the children today? How can we be helpful to our children?
To be honest, just what you just said, listen, I think one of the biggest things about adults is that when you get to a certain age, you feel like you kind of know it all, because you've been through this life journey. You kind of understand the ebbs and flows of life, and wisdom tells you that you got it, you understand, but sometimes you just got to take a step back and realize that sometimes it's just okay to just listen, and when you get to that listening point, you'll be able to hear everything you need to know about those students. Many of them are going through different situations. I know the school I work at, many students are they're the parents at home, and so they have to take charge of their younger brother, younger sister, or multiple at one time when their parents are working multiple jobs. And so when they come to school, they don't understand how to turn off their adulthood and go back into be a student. And so sometimes just taking a step back and realizing what the issue is, and sometimes the issue is just that you're talking to the child any kind of way, or trying to use your authority, not realizing that child is trying to figure out, I can't, I got to be a student right now, I can't be the adult. And so just taking that step back and realizing that these children are wanting and yearning to learn, and they're wanting to be loved, and they wanting to be respected, and they want to respect you. You just got to take that step back and just listen to them. Just learn from them. I always take the time out every day to learn one thing from one of my students, whether it be a new word from a different language, a different opportunity that they might have. So just also becoming a student while being a teacher, I think, is one of the biggest things we can do as adults and as parents, to just take a step back and listen.
Thank you. Thank you, Felice. See, you calm me down. Thank you, Lord. God, peace is priceless. Thank you for that, because, you know, some students, some children, just like you said, they live in like a double life, and they can't help it, because, like, even when I was growing up, my mom had two jobs. We had to raise ourselves. My older sister had to raise the young ones. So that we have kids these days, they doing the same thing. And when they go to school, they don't know when to cut it off. They always in that mode of I want to say, thinking about their other siblings, adulthood when they're a child themselves. So they do want somebody just to listen to them and just to see them as who they are. I'm a child. I'm developing into an adult. I'm not an adult yet. I'm a child. So then some of them, though, I want to say some of us, including me, treat the children as adults, and when they really is a child, and they want to be treated as a child. So thank you for that. I really appreciate that. We need to listen more, and we need to see them more, and allow them to be a child. Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And You know I got another song. You know I got another song. Oh, I love listening to songs. I can't sing, but I can listen to them. So I got another song. Hold on. Okay, we're about to play "Any Day Now" by Vincent. "Any Day Now." will be right on time. So I just want to give out a shout out to our next generation, to our children, to our students, to our teenagers, our young adults. Y'all just hold on, hang on in there, because you are specially wonderfully made by God himself. You are somebody. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are smart. You can do it. You will do it, because you are somebody. You are very valuable. We thank you. We appreciate you. We just lift you up, and you just keep on being positive, keep on being productive, and keep on helping one another, because you are our future. You have teachers out there, your parents out there, your community out there, your church out there helping you. They will help you. If you ask and be respectful, they will be respectful to you. So we thank you for doing your hard work, for being committed and being positive and being productive. Thank you. I'm clapping my hand, congratulating you right now. You are listening to WAMF 90.3 FM, located in New Orleans, Louisiana. Your host is Valerie J. All right. And my guest is the one and only Reverend Donald Rankins Sr. and Reverend Donald Rankins Jr. The theme today, the topic today, is man to man, senior to junior, father to son. We thank you all. So we're going to move on along to the next segment. We are talking about Juneteenth. Ooh, we are celebrating Juneteenth this year on the Advocate for Justice. Yes, we are. Juneteenth is June the 19th. And yes, we are celebrating in New Orleans. We're going to have a second line, and we're going to have a big festival if the weather permits. We're going to have a big festival right there at Armstrong Park. Everything starts at 12 o'clock. And also, you can Google, they have some more festivals going on around the city celebrating Juneteenth. So join in and celebrate with us. It doesn't matter your color. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your gender. Just come on and celebrate the African-American culture. We really appreciate it on that note. So on that note, I want to bring in my guests. So, y'all tell me what y'all think about Juneteenth. So, I sprung a good question on you, right? I celebrate blackness with Juneteenth. But you know what? I just thought about it. Reverend Rankins and Reverend Rankins. Okay, I was raised in Mississippi, but I came down here. I found out that you all have different cultures of blackness or African American. Y'all have different races, because I didn't know that first of all, I had to learn about y'all history, about French is part of the French Quarter. That's why y'all come up with the French Quarters, because the French came in New Orleans. It came in Louisiana. And then the Indians was here, the blacks was here, the Indian was here, the French was here, the whites were here. Man, y'all have all types of people right here in Louisiana. So, yeah, I didn't know that. So, how y'all explain to me in your version, not my version, because I'm a guest here. So, in your version about how y'all celebrate Juneteenth here in Louisiana, in New Orleans, especially in New Orleans?
Like you said, it is a holiday. It's one of the oldest, probably African-American holidays, because you talk about going back to 1800s. Most of our holidays don't go back that far. But as far as celebrating the culture part of it, and like you said, I grew up in a Tremaine area. Matter of fact, you mentioned Armstrong Park. I remember those houses. There were actually houses there back then. And it was a multicultural thing where you kind of celebrated everything. Back then, the Congo Square was a great place to be. And even now, you know, like you mentioned, the second lines, those are one of the most important things. The Mardi Gras Indians, they made sure their face depends on who's around. But it's a big event. Some people will celebrate just having a day off. some people will celebrate it because of what it represents. Then there's some people who just kind of wonder what was going on. So here's a day that it picks up, it drops off, it picks up, it drops off. But it depends on who you talk to, because it's not a day that takes on any meaning like it used to, where it's a Mardi Gras, or it would take on a big meaning, or a bigger holiday, like Labor Day is coming up. I mean, the 4th of July is coming up. Those days will be bigger. But Juneteenth is a day that they're trying to promote more, because people, they'll get in touch with their feelings with it, of how things feel, and then they'll lose it for a while. But I think it's something that needs to be brought to the forefront, because sometimes we need to know what happened in our culture. And like you said, you come from Mississippi. My dad's from Mississippi, Biloxi, Mississippi. My mom is originally from here. And to see the culture that Louisiana and New Orleans as a whole, most people come here just because of what the culture represents. And just what happens in our culture, the second line, people will come in just to see a second line. People will come in just to learn the language. One of the funniest things is people will come in and ask you to pronounce some of our funny named streets, like Chapatoulas. Dolphin, the way it's pronounced is not the way it's spelled. But because we have such a melting pot, that's what makes it so interesting.
Yes, yes. Oh, you explained that quite well. You explained that quite well. So, I don't want to leave Reverend Rankins Jr. out. You have anything to say about that?
I'm just glad that we're being able to be made aware of African American culture, not only in New Orleans, Louisiana, and just around the country. Just being able to have that moment where we can learn that we are more than just with who we say, who they say we are. Yes, we are the people who come from a long generation of rich, strong people who have the faith of God in us and is deeply rooted in us. And I think once we come together as a community, as a true family, you know, especially through Christ, I think that we'll be able to move forward with our culture, with our generation. I think it's something that we lack is being able to connect our history to the present day. So I truly appreciate that the awareness of our culture and how we do love God, and that it's not just a one-day thing, but it's an everyday thing.
Yes.
I do appreciate that.
Yes, yes. Thank you. So we're gonna end up right here. So do you all have any, first of all, I do want to thank both of you all for joining us on this broadcast for the Advocate for Justice. I thank you. I appreciate you. This will be on Wednesday. We air on Wednesday from 12 to 1. Easily, you can listen to us anytime on the website, WAMF. It's WAMF.org. You can go to that website and you can listen to us at any time, anywhere, in any place. And I just thank you all for coming on and just talking with me. Just having like a little conversation. I'm always glad to be around you all company. And make sure you tell your lovely wife, Miss Suzette, the author. She know I love her characters. What's her character name? I love her.
Susie Q.
I love that character in her book, Susie Q. So I thank you again. I appreciate you all. And anytime you all want to come on the show, y'all just let me know. That's holla. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
The joy this morning.
Thank you. So we getting ready to listen to Glory. And after Glory, we going to listen to Sound of Blackness. Hold on.
When the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory. 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 Oh.
the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against. Yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all, just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through America with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure. Oh, glory.
Glory. Glory.
Oh,
glory. Glory.
Now the war is not over. Victory isn't won. We will fight on to the finish. Then when it's all done,
every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone running some miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the league of justice, power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a ball eagle. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in a dream he had an epiphany. Now we write the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders, young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours.
One day,
when the war is won, we will be sure.
So sure.
We will be sure.
So sure to the world.
Hold on. Sound of Blackness. Hold on.
Yesterday,
Hold on. Y'all hold on. Thank you for listening to Advocate for Justice. See you next week. Peace.